From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the NATO-Russia Council meets. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that.
NATO allies remain firm that there can be no return to practical cooperation until Russia returns to the respect of international law.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The White House says the leaders will also discuss additional steps the NATO allies must take to address challenges on Europe's eastern and southern periphery. The United Nations Refugee Agency is confirming reports that as many as 500 people may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean. William Spindler is a spokesman for the agency.
Perhaps as many as 500 people drowned a few days ago, we don't know exactly when a large ship went down between Libya and Italy.
If the death toll is confirmed, it would be one of the worst tragedies since the start of the migrant crisis in Europe. Military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told Pentagon reporters Russian and Iranian forces are gathering around the Syrian city of Aleppo. He says it appears to be the beginning of a push to shore up the government of President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.